Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Cauveri Seed Company's Q1 FY27 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions at the end of today's presentation. Please note that this conference call will be recorded. Joining us today on the call, Mr. Mithun Chand, Executive Director. Before we begin, I would like to mention that some of the statements made in today's call may be forward-looking in nature and may involve risks and uncertainties. For a list of such considerations, please refer to the earnings presentation. I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Mithun Chand. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon and welcome everyone to our Q1 Financial Year 27 earnings conference call. We hope you have had a chance to review the presentation of our results, which is also available on our website. I would touch upon the operational financial operations of the company and then open the floor for Q&A session. Revenue from operation was at 815 crore as compared to 945 crore. EBITDA was at 285 crore as compared to 332 crore. Operating margin stayed at about 35%, the same level as last year, slightly above. Net profit was at 271.3 crore as compared to 316 crore. The cash on books stands at 267 crore. Coming to segment-wise revenue breakup, non-cotton revenue was 601.57 crore, and cotton revenue was at 213.43 crore. Cotton stayed at the level of last year. Major highlights: El Niño brought a weak monsoon, and Q1 had one of the shortest sowing windows of recent seasons. With less rain through the quarter, farmers bought fewer premium and high-value products. Our new cotton products did very well. They now make up 37% of our cotton sales against 22% last year. This is a big jump in single year, and it shows the farmers are choosing our newer hybrids despite challenges from illegal cotton and reduced sowing acreages. Our new single-crop maize hybrids are doing well. They now make up more than 20% of our maize sales. A bigger share of maize now comes from our newer and better products, which gives a stronger base to grow from once our maize sowing returns to normal. Maize was slow this quarter because of the deficiency in the rain. Karnataka is our main maize market, and only about 1/5 of the land has been sown by mid-June. Rain returned in July, and we expect maize demand to pick up in Q2 Financial Year 27. We launched two new hybrids, paddy products, KRH7344 and KRH7227. In their very first season, they brought in 62% of our new product sales. This is a strong start for our new rice products. Our export business grew close to four times from 1.1 crore to 5.79 crore. Demand from overseas markets is clearly building, and this is an area we will keep pushing on. Operational highlights: operating margins held steady at about 35% through the quarter. In cotton, the company has built a strong base in the northern markets of Haryana, Punjab, and Rajasthan. Hybrid rice stayed our largest non-cotton segment at 247.07 crore in a quarter where rice sowing area in the country was lower. Selection rice revenue grew marginally to 159.07 crore, holding up despite poor rain in the rice sowing areas. New bajra hybrids now make up 65% of the bajra volumes, up from 61%, with volumes sustained through the season. Vegetable seed revenue was at 15.08 crore, with few new varieties going into the coming season. If rainfall improves during Q2 financial, we expect some spillover demand. The growth story stays intact. We are working on new variants across all our seed segments, and we will keep raising the share in maize, vegetables, rice, and cotton. I would now open the floor for question and answer session. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and then one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Again, to register, you may press star and one. Your first question comes from the line of Rushabh Shah with BugleRock PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So, sir, if I see your numbers in the last 10, 11 years.
Sorry, can you be a bit louder?
Yeah. So, if I see your financials in the last 10, 11 years, we have reached a profit of around 300 crores in 2015. And after that, we were building a non-cotton business, our vegetable business, and which we have grown to a significant size. But still, we are not able to cross that peak profit in the last years. Is it because we couldn't get any hit hybrids like Moneymaker or ATM? I mean, what kind of challenges we are facing, and what do you think we can achieve in the next, let's say, 3 to 5 years?
Rightly observed, if you see from 2014-15, the profit remained in and around the 300 crores in most of the years. But if you see the product mix, wherein the cotton was contributing around 80% in 2014-15, and the margins were pretty high there. Coming back to this present season, if you see the mix has changed, wherein cotton only contributes close to 20% and 80% in non-cotton segment. And even cotton margins shrink to much lower than what we used to have, even though we are able to maintain those margins at a 35% EBITDA for the first quarter. Leaving apart this year, we if you see in the last years, we were growing in non-cotton segment and we were declining cotton. But by seeing the current season, which is a very challenging season for us, where across, this is the first time where we are seeing this type of season, where across India, we are seeing monsoon deficit till June 15th. Which has disrupted the cropping patterns and the farmer choices. So that's making an impact. It's one of the year where we should not take into consideration. But coming back to, if you see the portfolio levels, if you to the other levels, even in this tough condition, we were able to do well. And with the products what we have and with the research what we have spent in the last years and the hybrids which were developed in the research are doing very well and they're very encouraging. It's just one of a year and it should not be a benchmark for the performance.
Okay. The second question is, we have entered into the export market for quite some time. So, and we have grown in that area also. So, what are we facing any challenges in those regions? Because in one of the calls, I remember you have said that gaining farmers' trust even in India, if we are an Indian company which took so long. So are we facing such kind of challenges in the export market? And second part of the question is, in exports, maize and rice are two big crops. And we have talked about Philippines, Vietnam or Thailand to grow our export business. We have sent some samples for trial. We got good results. And it could be like around 100 crore revenue in the few years. So what happening on that front, if you could just let us know.
We are growing in vegetables. We are growing in export market. And the conditions here and there remains almost same. I mean to say that in terms of farmers' choices, they will see the performance and then only they will adapt it. In few countries, we need to give trialing as well. So that trialing we are completed in Philippines, Vietnam and Indonesia there. So now we are sending material there. So we are getting good sale there and still we stick to that growth in export market. Reaching 100 crores in vegetables shouldn't be a difficult time in the coming time.
Okay. And so we have done a commendable job in the past years to build a non-cotton portion of the business. So my question on the cotton business, as we know that this business does not have significantly lower margins than the non-cotton business. And have we lost focus or let's say we are we focusing less on this, we are giving less importance to this business? And because there are many factors like illegal seeds, capping of prices from the government, and we haven't come up with such new hybrids in the last many years in the cotton business. So, and just to add on the part, in the last 2 years, we have seen we have huge inventory, like around 1,200 crores of inventory we have. So on that front, could you please let us know something?
Coming back to the cotton question first. Yes, cotton, we have lost market share in the last 7, 8 years. And we have, I'll just correct you, we have developed many hybrids in the past 3, 4 years. And if you see the growth in Northern India, we have grown even though if you see the overall sale as a flattish one, but we have grown in Northern India in terms of, we have almost like doubled in Northern India in terms of cotton with a small base. But those are all new hybrids and we are doing very well. When you come down to Gujarat and Maharashtra, the rainfalls are very low, scattered rainfall initially, and then the illegal BT. This all has impacted to some extent. As I said, that this is one of the year where we should not see, where we should not take as a benchmark. We are very confident with the new cotton hybrids. And even in the sale, you have seen the contribution of the cotton hybrids, new cotton hybrids. We are pretty confident that we'll go back to our market share, what we used to have earlier, and we are very confident about cotton. Even though the margins are lower, but the market size is very big, and we can't ignore cotton as such. Cotton is a very big market, and we are very strong in those markets. So we are working, and we'll be working in cotton segment also. Coming back to inventory, yes, compared to last year, we have roughly 200 crores of more inventory when compared to last year. That is because we anticipated a good season and good growth this year. Because of the El Niño effect and the delayed rains, scattered rains here and then, that has impacted the sale. But anyhow, that's a part and parcel of the business. We'll manage the inventory, and the inventory is pretty much stored properly. And we will be reducing our productions next year. So we'll not take up the production what we have taken up this year. That's a continuous process. So we are monitoring it. No worry as of now to maintain the inventory, except for the holding time what we have.
And so just to follow up on the market share part, loss of market share in cotton, I think we had lost market share in Andhra Pradesh and Telangana. So Rathi is a market leader all over India. So just wanted to know, what is helping them to gain more market share? Is it better farmer connectivity, or are they a better brand? Or just wanted to know.
So basically, if you see in the last 4, 5 years, I don't think they have increased the market share. At the most, they have maintained or declined in terms of the market shares. And the cotton market also slightly declined in the last 3, 4 years. And the illegal cotton has also gone up. The smaller players also coming up. So in terms, based on the hybrid performance, the hybrids are doing well, and they are accepted, they are grown. But these are all old hybrids there. We have not seen any new hybrids that have taken the market share in the last 3, 4 years.
Okay. Thank you. I think that is the key.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Disha Garg with Swanco Mutual Funds. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Good evening.
Yeah.
Sir, as the season was not that good, so have we also got hit on our margin, which for a particular crop, which is compensated by other crops? So is there any
Sorry?
Crop where we
Sorry?
Is there any crop where we got a low margin versus last year?
No, if you see the margins, in fact, expanded, even though the sale declined, the EBITDA margin has slightly expanded. If you see the other expenses like the salaries and other expenses were up compared to last year in terms of the percentages. But in terms of the gross margins, it is up by 2 to 3%. So in anticipation of a good season, we deployed many people across, and we couldn't sell as well. That has slightly impacted our margin, but we are, in fact, we would have done more margin than last year if all the season was good.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Himanshu Upadhyay with Steadford. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I had a question on subsidiaries, okay? In one of the recent calls, we stated that our subsidiary also sells seeds, and if we have multiple hybrids, launching all hybrids through Cauveri is not viable. So out of, let's say, four, five hybrids are there, one or two can go to subsidiary. But I could not understand why all cannot be sold through Cauveri, and why not choose best two, three hybrids and put our entire efforts on with focus behind them, rather than diversifying our energy across multiple products and at multiple places through subsidiaries or all that. So some clarity on that will be helpful.
That all depends on the company strategy, how they do it. For us, if you take Cauveri as such, Cauveri focus only on those hybrids. Even though subsidiaries are there, we are competitors in the market. They operate as a different companies, the team is different, all the efforts are different. So only the research is Cauveri, but all are independent companies and independent subsidiaries. So those are all competitors in the market. We are putting our full effort across all hybrids, and whatever sale is booked in the subsidiaries are all independent sales.
I could not understand, but the benefit of that strategy, because many companies, let's say in FMCG or any other agrochemicals also, when we see, companies have multiple products for the same issues and multiple brands also which get sold through the same company. Why does this strategy is more helpful of selling through subsidiary and competing with our own subsidiaries?
So
some thoughts on that will be helpful. That is what I'm trying to understand.
The business of FMCGs and seed is altogether a different business. Because seed farmer only pick up by seeing the performance of the hybrid. And India has got many climatic conditions. Each hybrid performs differently in each segment. There are very few hybrids which are successful across all zones. So when we have me-too hybrids, so we need to discard one hybrid and market only one hybrid. So that discarded hybrid will go to the subsidiaries, which operates independently, and we get market share. For example, if you take this year also, the hybrids what we sold in, for example, if you take cotton hybrid, we have sold around 10 to 12 lakh packets in subsidiaries. So that's another added advantage for the Cauveri seed company, wherein the cost and everything gets the research cost and the production cost will be beneficial for the Cauveri seed, as we may not be able to market all those hybrids. It's all a me-too hybrids, basically. And some hybrids perform differently in different segments, so they take advantage of that. If you want to do in one company, we need to discard those type of niche market hybrids, which we don't want to do. Again, that's what I was saying. Again, that depends on the strategy of the company.
Okay. And one more thing.
And one more thing, I'll just add on to that. Even in the Indian farmer, usually tries different products. You will not go for one go. For example, if you have 10 acres of land, even though it's very much, I would say, used to one hybrid, even in that way, it tries other three or four hybrids of different companies or other same company.
And when we see the new cotton products or any, let's say, bajra, new hybrids, so the new product would mean launched within 3 year, 5 year, or what is the duration?
Basically 3 years.
Okay.
It is launched in the last 3 years.
Okay, so whatever launched in 3 years is, we say, new product.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And in cotton, when we have seen the new products growing at a very quick pace, are we getting some pricing premium also in those products, or the price remains subdued only for those products also? And if they replace the older ones, okay, and I think they would be replacing, that's why their share is continuously increasing, even when our revenues in cotton and some have not increased. But how is the pricing and the profitability for these products or the newer products? Some thoughts on that?
In cotton, the MRP is capped. In cotton, the MRP is capped. But in terms of the realizations, we are almost like in the top three segments of the cotton seed where we realize higher than many other companies.
Okay. And one more thing. With later rains coming, do we see any hybrids or any change in the cropping pattern which might benefit for a shorter duration crops, let's say vegetables, which generally have a three-month type of time frame? So any product or any place where we can benefit?
Not much. For us, vegetables are a very smaller segment, even though that might come this quarter. But it's a very small segment which may not add up much for us. But for us, Karnataka is a major state where still we are waiting for the rainfall, and now the tanks are getting full now. But in that segment, in Karnataka, what we believe is that we are not lost sale. It can come again in terms of maize. So that is a positive point. What we see is that we can get back Karnataka sale. Other part, we may not get back, but in Karnataka, we can get back. And the other thing is that now with the excess rains and the heavy rains in the last couple of weeks, most of the tanks are full in most of the parts. They're leaving the southern part like Karnataka or Andhra or some parts of Telangana. But northern India, mid part, the tanks are full. So in that way, that probably might be a bit encouraging this year. And if you see the maize price, in the start of the season, it was only 16-17 rupees. Now the maize price is also around 27-28 rupees. So even most of the rabi comes from maize crop. So maize should pick up in the second half.
Okay. Okay. And let's say the exports last year, how much was to Bangladesh and what is the outlook overall for the exports and especially to Bangladesh?
I don't have the exact state as of now, but definitely from last year, we'll go at least 25% compared to last year as overall exports.
Okay. I'll join back in queue for further queries.
Okay.
Thank you. Your next question comes from the line of Dhruv Saraf with Bowhead India Fund. Please go ahead.
In Q1 numbers, if I compare the fee revenues of other large companies such as Bayer, such as Advanta, their maize seed revenues almost grew by 20% plus, while we had a 40% decline. So can you help me pin down why this big difference in performance?
Basically, they are very strong in the other parts of India. We are strong in the southern parts of India, especially Karnataka, Andhra, Telangana. So these parts, we have received lesser rainfall. That's one of the impacts what we have seen. And if you see last year, 25%-30% of sale came from Karnataka last year in terms of overall kharif sale.
Okay. Right, sir. But even we are strong in areas like Madhya Pradesh as well, where the acreage has grown. So were we not able to perform well in those markets? Because the numbers are quite divergent. -40, them is +20. So I'm just trying to understand. Apart from Karnataka,
there are mixed use in some pockets. For example, we have grown in Rajasthan. We've grown in other parts of northern India, but not in the states of Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra, and Bihar. Especially in Maharashtra and Madhya Pradesh, we are not able to do well. If you see the overall acreages, Madhya Pradesh is the one where we have seen a huge increase in acreages.
Yeah.
That we were not able to capture. That's the only area where we missed out. But whereas if you take Maharashtra and other parts, it remains the same. It remains the same or came down. The major increase was in Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh. In Rajasthan, we were able to capture, but in Madhya Pradesh, we were not able to do that.
So, sir, is it a problem that we don't have a product, let's say, in that for those geographies, or?
Yes, yes, yes. That's the main reason.
Okay. Okay. Understood, sir. Sir, secondly, you spoke about the fact that rainfall has picked up in Karnataka, and maize acreage, which was down 15% at the start of July year on year,
if you look at the cropping now, maize acreage is down only 4% year-on-year, you know, as of the latest government data. So, do you expect to cover up a large part of your sales in Q2 and in Q2 specific kharif?
Basically, if you see Karnataka now, even now in some parts of Karnataka where the maize goes in, still the rains are not there. So, but the dams at Tungabhadra are getting full now. So, and now this in the last couple of days, the season, the maize seed is going up. So, but in Karnataka, usually they have a habit of sowing maize across the years, during entire year. So whatever we have done last year in Karnataka, still we are confident that we'll do, but it will be in quarter two or three and just need to see.
Sure. So sir, now you know, in terms of you entered Q1 with a 14% sales decline.
The sale in Karnataka we might able to recover, but the sale in other parts for the kharif, that is already lost. But whatever we have done from kharif in maize, that we might recover in Karnataka.
Great. So, sir, you know, if I then want to look at the full year for this, for FY27, you've ended Q1 with a 14% sales decline. Do you expect to, let's say, close this year at last year's sales level, or will you have that minus 10, minus 12% decline still by the end of the year? What's your view on that, sir?
Definitely the margin will be lower than what we have shown in the first quarter, because guys, we are expecting some spillovers here, and the second year, second rabi should be good because of the maize prices. It should narrow down, but to what extent that we need to see. It should not move up, but it definitely it should be the gap will narrow down.
Understood, sir. Sir, just one last question on cotton, sir. So you spoke about, you know, in our previous interaction, you spoke about that this year there was an expectation that the illegal seed could come down, but the illegal seed has again gone up this year. So do you see further threat, or let's say, do you see this becoming an even bigger problem going ahead? And what are the reasons why, you know, the illegal seed went up while the expectation was that it would come down?
Basically, it was because of monsoon. As the season gets prolonged, as the monsoon gets delayed, the farmer compromises on the seed. If you see northern India, which was earlier than the monsoon, we were able to do well.
Mm-hmm.
But whereas in states like Gujarat, Maharashtra, these have impacted a lot, especially for us, Gujarat has impacted a lot this year.
Okay, sure. All right, sir. I'll get back in with you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Karan Talwar with DAM Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, hi sir. So thank you for taking my question. So just two from my end. So firstly, you've highlighted that there's a chance that, you know, we may recover sales in Karnataka. If you could just quantify how much we've done last year versus how much we've done till now, so that we can just have a sense on what is the scope of recovery, please. That's number one.
Last time in the kharif, we had done close to 2,600 tons in Karnataka. This year, we have only done 1,500 tons in Karnataka. So we are down by around 1,100 to 1,200 tons only in Karnataka.
And you're confident that
around
means
40 to 50 crores of sale.
I'm sorry?
Which is close to 40 to 60 crores of sale.
And we remain fairly confident that we may, there's a chance that we may still be able to recover.
As of now, we are pretty confident because we don't see any alternate cow coming there.
Understood, sir. So secondly, while you've given some color on margin, if you would like to throw some light on how we should look at the overall revenue growth for the year?
As I said, in the earlier question, for the rest of three quarters, it should not come down, because as we see the Karnataka sale coming in the next three quarters, and Rabi should be well because of the maize prices, and because majority of the contributor is maize in the second half. In the next three quarters. So definitely the sale will be higher than the last year three quarters, and the sale revenue and the revenues will narrow down from this level. But to what extent it will occur, that we'll see.
Right. So just one last from my end. So any new hybrids or any performances or any field trials that you've been doing across crops that you'd like to highlight?
We are doing across all crops. If you see our results also, majority of the contribution even in maize, rice or bajra or even in cotton, it's all the contribution of the knee crops. So we are very bullish in the start of the year. We thought all the hybrids will do well, but unfortunately, the season has not come up as anticipated. But okay, that's fine. We are in a business where we are prone to these type of monsoons, but that's fine. This one-off a year, a tough year, but overall, we see a very good growth, and we are pretty confident of our hybrids, and we see a good growth in the coming years. We are not worried about in the longer term, mid or longer term period.
Right, sir. So any color on how our product pipeline is also shaping up?
It's excellent when you compare the product pipeline. If you've seen the last 8-10 years, the line, product line, what we have right now is one of the best in the last 10 years. But unfortunately, that is not turning up in the sales because of the various reasons, might be season for something else. But definitely, that will definitely come up, and in the next 2 or 3 years, that will definitely reflect in the revenues as well.
Right, sir. So thank you so much, and wish you all the best.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, if you wish to register for a question, you may press star and one. Our next question comes from the line of Viraj Kacharia with SIMPL. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Just a couple of questions. See, as you said that if you look at our financials over a very long period, the mix has changed from cotton to non-cotton. Now, if you look at this particular quarter, despite cotton share increasing where margins are lower, our gross margin has increased. So is it largely because of share of new products in each of the category improving further, or was there an element of, you know, price increases? So, I mean, if you look at it 2-3 years back, we have seen a very material increase in cost of production for seeds. So is it normalization of that, or is it, you know, share of new products increasing? Any color in there?
Rightly observed. In fact, if you recollect last call also, we said that the cost of production is lower than compared to previous year. So that has added up. In fact, the realizations of most of the crops are down than compared to last year.
Okay. But if you still
we had an advantage in terms of the cost of production. That has contributed for us the increase in the profitability. And if you see, the cost of production is down by 2-3% compared to last year. Even though we realized lower at the dealer side.
What do you mean by we have an advantage in cost of production?
So what I mean to say is that if you have realized 100 rupees last year per product, this year the realizations are down by 2-3% compared to last year. And the cost of production, even at the lower realized rate, the cost of production is lower than last year. I mean to say the cost of production is 4-5% lower than last year, and the realizations are 2-3%. Even in that stage, we are able to maintain that 3% growth in terms of the cost of production.
Right. And do you see further...
I don't know whether I was able to communicate it properly to you or not, but the realizations were lower by 2-3% than last year.
No, I got that.
From the channel.
Okay. But do you see scope for further normalization in cost of production? So compared to, say, 25 rupees, do you see scope for further normalization in the cost of production? Not just for us, but everyone in the industry?
Yeah, it's normalized last year. But if we literally talk of the next year, we may not take up the production what we have taken up last year because we have huge inventory. So the production will be very minimal for the next year. So the cost of production what we have incurred last year should be more or less same for the next year.
Okay. Second question is, see, if you look at pre-2020, you know, we had tried shifting portfolio towards cotton. So we had some good success in maize and rice. But there was, quite a volatility in sustaining the sales because the regional contribution was quite, high among few southern states, say for maize and same for rice for us. Now, if you look at the current year, even in, I understand the season is bad, but in a down year, most of the volumes have gone back to the leader or the top two players, right? So if I have to look at next 3-5 years kind of a horizon, how should we understand, one, the regional concentration and the seasonal concentration for the non-cotton portfolio, say maize, rice? How do you see that evolving?
If you see, we are not regionally concentrated. If you see cotton, cotton is in different states. Maize is in different states. Sunflower is in different states. Rice is in different states. So we are across India. But the only issue is that India is a vast country. We need to have a suitable hybrid for those segments. In Kharif, we are pretty strong in Karnataka, Andhra, and Telangana. In Rabi, we are strong in Bihar, UP, and some parts of Maharashtra. Madhya Pradesh, we are slightly weak. That hybrids, we need to launch it. And we have hybrids in Madhya Pradesh also, that, but we are all pretty new, so we couldn't do that. That's one of the reasons. But if you take other crops, if you take rice, even in these tough conditions, we are able to grow in rice. With a big market share. We are one of the largest players in rice.
Okay, got it. And similarly, in terms of, say, maize or rice, you know, especially maize, if I look at on an annual basis, you know, last year we did something like 400 crores of sales. How would the product portfolio be distributed, say, Kharif, Rabi, and Spring?
Last year, we have introduced some home products in Spring. Earlier, we were not that big in Spring. The results were good in Spring Corn. That just last year we had done some sales. In Kharif, as I said, we are pretty strong in the southern states, and in Rabi, we are strong in northern states. And now the hybrids are on the pipeline, hybrids which are there, we are considering both Kharif and Rabi. Most of them are single cross hybrids. And we will be catering to all the markets in India now. But most of the hybrids are new. It need to be just get more visibility at the farmers level. That's the reason it will take some time. But in terms of the portfolio, in terms of the pipeline, in terms of their performance, we are pretty much bullish.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Your next question comes from the line of Praveen Potnuru, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for taking my question, sir. Can you mention again how much is the cash on the books and what is the expected cash on the books by end of quarter two, and about how much cash outflow we are going to expect for the buyback, if there is any?
So one thing, we have a cash of close to 270 crores as of 30th June. By the next second quarter end, there may not be a much significant cash increase, maybe 20-30 crores plus, close to 300 crores, not much. But coming back to buyback, that's again a board decision. We'll see whether if the board recommends, we'll do, and what amount they decide, that we'll let you know once it's finalized in the board.
Yeah, that answers my question. Thank you. So my second question, for the last 10 years or so, we didn't see much growth in sales or profit. You know, it's close to inflation only. And how do we see our future, let's say, next 5 years or 10 years? And what would be the drivers?
So I've answered this question at the start of the call itself, but anyway, I'll answer once again. I said that in the last 10 years, it looks like we remain same there in terms of the revenues and profitability. But the product mix has changed, and the margins in the cotton have shrunk by more than 15-20%. Like earlier, it was 35% in terms of the EBITDA. Now, right now, it's only 15% in terms of EBITDA. Even in the tough conditions, we were able to shift our focus to non-cotton crops, and we were able to manage the margins. Going forward, we see growth in both the segments, cotton and non-cotton segments, as we have very good hybrids in the pipeline. And this year, we thought of a good growth this year, but unfortunately, we couldn't deliver that because of various reasons, mainly monsoon. Going forward, definitely we are confident that we can deliver both revenue growth and profitability.
What would be the contribution from exports look like?
In the next 3 years, we said 5 years. In the last year, we said that 5 years we'll reach 100 crores, but in the next 3 years we'll reach 100 crores, both in terms of vegetables.
Okay. Would it be margin accretive?
Margin.
Would that be margin accretive?
It will be in line with what we get now. It should be in between that 25%-30%.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Dhruv Saraf with Bowhead India Fund. Please go ahead.
Mithun sir, if I look at the presentation, you spoke about two new products in hybrid rice, which almost were like 53% of your sales. 52% of your sales, KRH7344 and KRH7227.
No, 52% of the sales is the new products, new product contribution.
Yes. Out of the 247 crores of hybrid rice, 62% came from new sales, new products, right? That's what it means.
One second. Sorry. This is only for the new products, 62% hybrid rice.
Yeah.
Contributed. This is only for the new products, not for the entire portfolio.
Okay. My question will not stand because I was about to ask you that 62% of your sales would come from new products. Is that what it's not that case, right?
No.
Fair.
No.
What would be the contribution from these products? Would it be like 10%, 20%, 30%?
It should be below 20%, 20%-25%. I'll give you the exact number. Majority of that is previous old hybrids. These are the new hybrids in different segments, where we see a lot of potential in that.
Okay. Sir, are they replacements for 468 or are they like, you know, in a different market altogether?
They are all in the different markets. Most of them.
Okay.
Most of the new launches are in the different markets.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Chandramouli Jagannathan, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Earlier kind of you-
Sorry to interrupt. Chandramouli, sir, your voice is very muffled. If I can request you to use the handset, please.
Yeah, I'm using the handset. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
This is slightly better.
Sir, earlier you were kind of saying that you'll do about 18%-20% for the next two, three years. I know unfortunately this year you kind of lost due to the weather condition. Otherwise, your target is on is intact the coming years because of the new thing?
Yeah, we are. Our guidance still we maintain that 18%-20% going forward. 15%-18%, that's what we said. Still, even though this year a bad year, but with the line, with the pipeline and the hybrid what we have, and with the new launches and the performance of the new launches, definitely in the next two to three years, definitely we'll be able to recover that. In the longer or mid or longer term, we are not worried about that. This year slightly we are down compared to previous year, and we have not maintained our expectations. That's only one of the year for us.
You mean to say that the next two, three years will continue to grow?
Yeah, definitely.
From the last year level?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes our question and answer session. Thank you for joining the call. For any other information, please be in touch with Rama Naidu from Intellect PR on 9920209623. On behalf of Cauvery Seed Company Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.
Thank you.